I think the first one is like more entertaining. It's all the truth. I do it in an educational way, but I do it in a funny way. I'm kind of a funny guy now for some reason. I guess when you go for 50 years and you've never cracked a smile from when you were born to your 50 years old, it's time to smile a little bit. And that's what my wife told me.
Well,
I didn't realize it. I thought she was lying to me. And you know what? I asked all the kids, and they agreed with her. So, wow.
That's great, man.
Must be somewhat the truth. But you know, now that I can smile, I can have a little more fun. And not that I wasn't having fun, but it was like you come home from a wrestling practice every day to somebody and to a family, and you got to remember, half the people in that room is going to be getting beat up that day.
Yeah.
So half the people are going to win, half the people are going to lose, just like every match. So I guess, you know, when it was my own team, it wasn't that easy to be, like, satisfied, because never did I have 100% all winning and being successful. But I made sure all 100% of them accomplished things every day. So it's like if you're in my room and you were having a bad day and you had the toughest guy in the room and all of a sudden practice is over, I'm going to grab you, keep you there, and I'm going to do something to make you have some positive type of experience. I probably would have you, like, well, you just have personal attention, but more than that, I'd probably have you execute a bunch of holes and skills that you can feel good about. So, that's a coaching trait.
There you go. Wrestling legend Dan Gable is coming to the Marshalltown Public Library September 23rd at 2 o'clock, and he's going to have books for sale. Dan, will you sign books after, you know, folks?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, I will sign books. Marshalltown, you're doing a good job. I'm following you because I was in Marshalltown at a baseball game the night before the tornado hit this year, and it's just been following it. I see where, you know, people are doing a good job.
Yeah.
And that's the type of thing that has to happen. And if you're gonna, you know, come back around, you just can't throw the towel in. You know, Marshalltown's the type of town that when I come in, I've been parts of my career. I mean, I think you got a YMCA there, maybe. Did you have a YMCA in Marshalltown?
We do. We have a big one. Very big, yeah.
Well, not, I don't think it was real big when I was a kid, but
okay.
I actually swam in. I was a swimmer in the first 12 years, and I think I actually ended up winning I won a YMCA state backstroke championship, and I probably had a big victory in Marshalltown when I was a kid swimming at the Y. But then I was going to run for governor, and all of a sudden Marshalltown helps me make that decision. That's in the book, and it's about Taylor's made right, I believe. And,
yep.
Just the people that were in there not knowing me and just watching them, how they handle certain things, it made me realize that, whoa, you know, I better stick with what I know. But anyway, so, it's pretty interesting, and some of those things are actually in the books. But book one is more entertaining, about my life growing up, pretty much. And then book two is more a lot of the coaching aspect and a little more in-depth, but neither one of them are R-rated at all, and I might have a couple things in there early on in my career, how the team celebrated and that type of stuff, as far as maybe what it might be out of line today, but it wasn't out of line 30 years ago.
Gotcha.
And nothing real bad or anything, just mostly college kids. But anyway, I have some history in book two. I think what happens is, now that I've stepped down from coaching and being an athlete, I put some humor in it and some entertainment, because it was like my wrestling team. People, you know, we started with a couple hundred fans, and all of a sudden we ended up selling out quite a bit. And the reason why is because my wrestlers. But more than that, just entertaining, aggressive style of wrestling that other teams usually couldn't keep up with.
And
that's kind of what happens in life when you want to be really successful. You not only have to outwork them, but you kind of have to outsmart them. And they'll put those two things together, and you'll do pretty well.
There you go. Dan Gable at our library. Come see him speak. It's going to be a fun day, September 23rd at 2 o'clock. Hey, Dan, thank you for your time.
It's been fun getting to know you as well, and it's kind of interesting how
we got together just recently.